This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 802, the hows and whys of easy IELTS brainstorms.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Simplify your writing task to brainstorm by using personal examples and answer how and why. We give you 2 examples of essay questions that you can use to practice this stellar brainstorming strategy. Hey, Aubrey, what's going on?
Hi, Jessica. Not much. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. As we are recording this, it is a Friday for us as we are talking to each other today because, guys,
it's no
secret.
I'm so ready for Friday.
Record in advance. And I have Friday brain. Like, I have Friday brain. What does that phrase mean to you, Aubrey?
You know, it means you've had a long work week and you've had to use your brain so much during the work week that it's kind of mush by now. I'm done.
It is. My brain is feeling at like simultaneously mushy and energetically loopy, which is a fun combination, you know, going into the weekend.
It's true. You're going to have a great weekend.
I am very much looking forward to this weekend. I am mostly an introvert, and when I do make myself go out into the world, and I do often, guys, I don't like just stay home by myself all the time. But this weekend, I am unusually social. I'm having mom drinks tomorrow night with the new community of moms that I'm becoming friends with at James' new school. So that's cool. I'm growing my community and my network, which is really fun. One of the women I coach soccer with, and so there's other like soccer moms and stuff. It's going to be super cool. And then Sunday I'm going to brunch with my sister and her half-sister. Don't ask confusing American families, but yeah, right? So that's my social weekend. What are you going to do?
You're
going
to be very social. I think I'm going to an ASU football game. My husband is a huge Arizona State University fan. He went to school there.
Oh,
and
cool.
He usually buys tickets with his dad and his brothers, and they go to the games together, and I'm kind of happy to let that be their guys' thing.
Totally.
But none of them can go tomorrow, so I might be called up as the fill-in.
Oh, you're the sub. They're calling you up from the bench to go to the game. Yeah.
Put me in, coach. I'm ready. I'm going into the game.
Oh, that'll be fun, though. Like, even if you're not into a sport, guys, going to any live sporting event, just like music, like even if you think you don't like that band or whatever, just seeing this stuff live is always an experience. Like, it's always an adventure, I think.
It's true. I would never watch football on TV. It doesn't interest me at all. Pretty much any sport on TV. But every live sporting event is really fun.
Super fun. Yeah, totally. Okay, guys. So we're not talking about sports today, however. We are going to help you with a very awesome strategy to help you guys brainstorm. When is it important to have a strong brainstorm on the IELTS exam, Aubrey?
For the writing tasks. For writing task 2, you have got to brainstorm all the information you need in those body paragraphs.
Yes, exactly. Guys, you have to come up with all of the specific ideas you need in the brainstorm. Don't try and come up with things while you write, because that always is messy, okay? Our brains are not capable of doing all the things at one time. So brainstorming, take 5 minutes to brainstorm before you write the essay. And you want all of your examples and reasons and details. Everything should be in that brainstorm before you start writing the task 2 essay, guys. So today we're going to talk about an issue that I've seen in a lot of task 2 essays. Not getting specific quickly enough. We'll give you an example of that. And then we're going to demonstrate this brainstorming strategy of asking yourself how and why? These two questions, guys, can really help you to find specific ways to explore and expand on any reason that you think of.
Yes, so many students have a tendency to paraphrase the reason, sort of stating it in a different way instead of immediately getting more specific. And you don't have the words for that. You don't have the time to do that. So you have to immediately get specific or your test score will be lowered.
Exactly. Here's the thing, guys. Like, every sentence has to be necessary, right? That means if you're repeating an idea you've already written, that sentence is not necessary. It's not going to help your score. And in fact, it will keep your score down to a 6 or lower. In order to get a 7 or higher for task, guys, in task 2, you have to expand on the reason in a very specific way. You have to prove it very strongly. If it's an opinion or if it's an advantage, whatever you stated in that reason, guys, you have to prove it to the reader, in this case, the examiner. And also, it could affect your cohesion coherence scores. Because if you are trying to use linking words that are meant to organize specific ideas, but you're not getting specific, then that's going to be bad. That's going to lower that cohesion coherence score, right?
Right. If you say to be more specific and then restate yourself, yeah, that score is going to go way down.
Yeah. Or like as an illustration or any like such and such is a shining example. Yes. Guys, all of these phrases, by the way, are in our three keys templates. Aubrey, I have a question for you. Where can students get access to our amazing three keys templates?
So you need to join the three keys IELTS success system. And then you have access to all these templates and all these modules and everything that I needed before I took the practice test and bombed it. Then once I did the modules in the success system, I did so well.
Yes.
And yeah. You got to sign up.
So guys, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and find out more about the course. Okay, so let's provide an example of how not to do this. We did this yesterday too. I love this sort of template for giving information. So guys, here's what I'm seeing a lot of students doing, okay? Let's say we have the task 2 question. Some say that young people spend too much time on social media. Do you think social media is used responsibly? Now, in a paragraph about how it's used irresponsibly, right? Maybe the reason is that too many young people bully each other online, specifically via Twitter and Facebook. So that's a great reason, because I also throw some specific examples in there, right? Now, what if the next sentence is this? More specifically, teenagers are saying mean things to others on many platforms. Now, that's terrible because that's just paraphrasing what I just said, right? So if the reason is too many young people bully each other online, you have to move on from that idea, right? I can't just say it in a different way, like teenagers are saying mean things to other people. That's repeating myself, and I cannot do that on the test.
Right. We don't want to be restating there. We want to come up with an interesting example. Get some details, get some examples to flesh it out and really improve your task score.
Yes, exactly. Now, what about using fake research here? Do you think this would be a good place to put in some fake research numbers?
No, because everybody knows people using social media. You probably use it yourself. If not, you definitely know people using it. You probably know someone who has a tendency to be negative online, or maybe you are yourself.
Yeah.
Everyone can come up with a personal example and give some really interesting details here. And it's hard to fake research and have it be believable and make sense, but it's pretty easy to share a personal example.
Exactly. So guys, I mean, we have taught you how to use fake research believably, right? Like we've talked about that on the show before. I've talked about it on the YouTube channel. But guys, here's the thing. Like it's an emergency, right? That is only to be used in an emergency if you cannot think of anything else, because it is really difficult to use fake research well. It just is. And it only works for some topics like health and science, right? That like actually are researched all the time. So with this topic, guys, there's no reason why you have to invent anything. Like Aubrey said, guys, I mean, everybody uses social media. Like, you're an adult. You have knowledge about this. And in fact, the task 2 question tells you to use your own experience. Every task two question has the same instructions. What does that IELTS question say?
It says, give reasons for your answer and include any relevant examples from your own knowledge or experience.
Yes. I mean, just yesterday, I was teaching a student and Aubrey was with me because Aubrey is being 3Keys certified right now. So she can use all of my examiner knowledge to help more students. We were in a class together yesterday and the student had this question. Like, I had a tutor who told me never to use personal examples. And we're like, what? No. Oh my God. It tells you. IELTS tells you directly, guys, to use personal experience and your own knowledge. So,
right? He's wrong. That tutor is wrong.
Exactly.
If a teacher tells you not to use personal examples, they're wrong. And they probably don't know much about IELTS.
Right. Yeah, exactly. They definitely don't know what the examiner wants to see and what you are being graded on. So don't trust that person. All right, Aubrey, what's happening after the short break?
So yeah, coming up in just a second, we will show you how to use how and why to brainstorm more effective examples.
Yeah. See you after, guys. Hello, lovely IELTS Energy listeners. Brainstorming is one way to improve your IELTS score, for sure. But another way is vocabulary. Guys, you can be building your personal power vocabulary list right now if you have the All Ears English app. Check it out, guys, on your iOS device. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Get that app, guys. It is amazing. That's allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
All right, welcome back, everyone. We're excited to tell you the how and why of brainstorming. So let's pick a question here, right, Jessica?
All right, so let's go back to that one that we gave the example for earlier. Some say that young people spend too much time on social media. Do you think social media is used responsibly? So we have our reason, right? Like, too many young people bully each other online, right? So how would this work? If we say how do people bully each other? Could that lead to a specific example?
Yes, definitely. And you want to think for a second about someone you know specifically. So I would maybe talk about my cousin who does have a tendency to say negative things online that he would not say to people's faces because, no, it's anonymous. Nobody knows him. So he can, you know, feels comfortable bullying. I've had to block him on social media because I don't want him saying mean things to my friends that he doesn't know just because they don't know him. They know me. And I don't want them to, you know, have anything to do with that. I don't want anyone hurt from that. So I could maybe say, take, for example, my cousin Brad. That's not his real name.
I don't think he's going to listen. But yeah, we should protect the identity of real people.
Right? He might listen. Everyone listens.
That's true. Everyone listens to IELTS Energy, even native speakers, guys.
But if he does. So yeah, you say, take, for example, my cousin, give the name, you know, or make up a name and say, who has a tendency to say negative things online and bully others, right?
Yeah,
and
then, totally.
Yeah.
And, you know, like saying that we're using personal examples and our own knowledge, our own experience, it doesn't exactly have to be like a person you know. Like, it doesn't have to be that personal. It's just your own experience as an adult. And as an adult, guys, especially if you are a responsible IELTS candidate using the 3Key study plan, then you are reading and listening widely. And I know I hear stories about this tendency, this trend, all the time on NPR and different news outlets. They're always doing stuff about this. So I could use something from there. I could use just going back to my experience as an American, right? I could talk about how in the last 2 years, there have been an increasing number of political bullying on social media as my country has become increasingly polarized due to a change in administration. And of course, I could get more specific about names and which platform and stuff like that. Yes. But that would be another great way to use my own experience and still sound pretty formal, pretty academic.
Yeah. Well, so you bring up a good point, right? If the reason we chose is young people bullying each other online, but then we're finding all our examples are about adults that are bullying each other yes. about political opinions, change your reason. You just made up that reason, right? So your reason can be too many adults bully each other on political platforms and then give examples about that. Don't make the mistake of keeping the same reason if your examples don't quite fit, right?
Yeah, totally, guys. So, sometimes in personal coach classes, I work with students on brainstorming strategies because it's different for everyone. And one strategy that works for me when I'm brainstorming is I come up with a specific example first, and then I work backwards to the reason, right? So guys, don't feel like you have to do it like linearly.
That's a tricky word to say. Linearly. Just say in order.
Yeah. In sequence. Feel like you have to do like reason, example, details. Like you, whatever comes to mind first, write that down. Okay, so let's give our listeners one more example of this awesome strategy. What's another task to question we might see on test day, Aubrey?
So we could see one like, some believe that government funding for the arts is a waste of money. There are better ways they could invest. To what extent do you agree or disagree?
This topic and then with comes that up one, all even the time.
It doesn't say share specific examples from your life. Yes, you totally still can.
It'll always say that. It's always going to say at the end of every task you question, it always says give reasons for your answer and include any relevant examples. That same exact sentence is on every task you question.
Oh, that's helpful. Great.
Yeah. It's funny because like it's there all the time. So it's often left out of sample questions online, I've noticed. But on the test and in Cambridge Books, guys, it's always there. So, okay. I think a good reason here to agree
with this. Well,
let's come
up with the example first, right? I think that's a great strategy. Like, let's come up with an example. Nice. And if it's a strong one, then we work backwards and come up with the reason, right?
Okay.
So if we're looking at how and why, for an example, government funding, better ways they could invest. If we're thinking about all... Let me think here a second.
So, okay. So, government funding for the arts is a waste of money. How is that a waste of money? I would say because there are many citizens who are still suffering, right? There are many homeless people in the streets. There are many people who can't afford healthcare. There are so many ways that I could answer that how, right? Yes. And then there are better ways that they could invest. I think how is also perfect here. How could they invest it? Shelters, cheaper healthcare, more free clinics. Like there's a lot of specific examples that come to mind just by asking myself how when reading those two statements.
Yes, perfect. So then from there, it's easy to come up with the reason. We would say, yes, we agree. And our reason is many cities still have high numbers of homeless and the authorities should address this issue first.
Perfect. Yeah. And guys, this works not just to come up with an example, because as we said, to get a 7 or higher in task, you have to go deeper. Like every sentence goes deeper and deeper. So after you state the example, like... My city of Portland, Oregon has one of the highest populations of homeless across the country, even though it is considered to be a well-off city, right? Many areas are being gentrified. And then maybe ask myself again, how? Or let's try why this time, right? And then I could say, due to lack of government
funding. The weather is so good.
Yeah. Maybe link it back to the topic, right? Due to lack of government funding, there's no rent control. There are no programs for lower income people. There is not enough housing for lower income people at this stage, right? So government funding could solve that.
Right. And then the other way, like I'm like, why is it specifically Portland? You could go that way, but it is better. Like you were saying, link it back to the topic. Make sure every sentence that you're using and glance back at the topic, make sure they all relate directly to what you have in that topic.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. That's the last tip for today, guys. When you are brainstorming, and again, like we're giving you complete sentences, but don't put complete sentences in your brainstorm. We're having a flow of consciousness here today, but we are using complete sentences. So in your brainstorm, guys, just make it note form, right? Don't put complete sentences. And also while you're brainstorming, the reason, the example, and the details, always check back to the question multiple times to make sure that you are still on topic, because it's real easy to fly off topic, right?
When you're just like to miss a little bit of it, right? And if you hit like kind of two sections but miss one, then that task score is going to go down.
Exactly. Yeah, totally. So be very careful, guys. So many strategies today that will help your task score and your cohesion coherence score. And you know what? In 3 Keys IELTS, we do specifically have lessons about brainstorming. Every skill you need for your IELTS exam is covered in 3 Keys IELTS. So guys, check it out. We have 3 amazing options. So whatever you're coming in with, guys, we have a package for you. Check it out now. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. All right, Aubrey, let's wrap it up here so students can get to studying IELTS.
Sounds good.
All right, have a good weekend.
You too. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.